Bless our Bible study by your Spirit, through your word, in Jesus' name, amen. Once there was a golfer that really needed to make a putt to stay ahead of his competitors. And as he was looking over his putt, a stranger walked up and said, "Would you be willing to give, a quarter of your sex life to sink that putt?" The guy thought for a minute. He said, "Well, sure, why not?" His 40-foot putt rolled right into the cup. Amazing. Well, later in the round, he had a 4-iron into a par 5 and really needed to make up a few shots on the competition. And, if he could just eagle this hole. And so the same stranger walks up and he asks him, he said, "Would you be willing to give another quarter of your sex life to make an eagle on this hole?" The guy thought for a minute. He said, "Why not?" And so he launched his shot. It hit right on the green, bounced twice, and rolled right into the hole. Amazing. Well, on the final hole, it was a par 3. The golfer was 2 shots down. The other guys were on track for a bogey, and he needed a hole-in-1 to win. And so just as he addressed the ball, the stranger shows up again. And he asks him, he said, "Would you be willing to give up the rest of your sex life to make this hole-in-1? Well, the golfer, a real intense competitor, he couldn't stand to lose. And so he said, "Well, okay." And he hit his 180-yard shot straight for the flag. It bounced on the green, rolled right into the cup, a winning ace. Well, as the golfer was walking off the course, this same stranger appeared by his side. And he said, "Hey, we've got to talk." He said, "Let me introduce myself. I'm the devil. And now you have no sex life left whatsoever." Well, the golfer smiled at him and he reached out his hand and he said, "Hey, nice to meet you. My name's Father O'Malley." Oh, my. The moral of the story is some sacrifices are no sacrifice at all. This is what Moses addresses in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 1. "You shall not sacrifice to the Lord your God a bull or a sheep which has any blemish or defect, for that is an abomination to the Lord your God." We'll donate to the Goodwill that old sweater that's threadbare and that dress that's out of fashion, stuff that we'd throw away anyway. But when we give a sacrifice to God, he wants our best, not our leftovers. As I said, some sacrifices are not sacrifices at all. Once there was a little boy who had two $5 bills in his hand, and his mom suggested that he give one of them to God. But he was having a hard time to decide which one. As he walked to church that Sunday, one of the bills slipped out of his hand and went right down the storm drain. The little boy looks up to heaven and he says, "God, I'm sorry I lost your $5 bill." Hey, when you give to God an offering or a sacrifice, by